Well, hello, friends. Dr. Missy Clifton here with another episode of All Things Skin Podcast, and I'm super excited to have two of my besties here today. I've got beautiful Brittany Matthews and beautiful Brisa Castaneda. These are my two lovelies down in Fayetteville who are estheticians who are bringing all the good stuff to our clients down there in Fayetteville, and they have just been recognized.
Yes.
as skin pen ambassadors for the state of Arkansas. They're the only two in the state.
I know. Yeah. So exciting.
It's
so,
an honor.
That is so exciting. Yeah. I'm so proud of you two.
Yes.
This is so cool.
Thank you.
So we've recently started calling them the skin pen twins. And they are kind of twins. They're both
really
stunningly
are.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. People get us confused sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. It's really interesting. And y'all are a great team.
Yes.
Yeah. We work really well together.
We love each other.
Sometimes. I'm just kidding. All the time.
I will say, I think that's one of the great things about Premier. I feel like we are all a really cool team. And we have so much fun building
it's
each other
so
up.
Much fun.
So I'm so glad to get here, get you guys here and get to brag on you today. So proud of you. So tell me, who wants to start with what is Skin Pen?
Skin Pen is a treatment that works in three easy steps. It's designed to activate the skin's natural healing process.
Okay.
It's the very first FDA-cleared microneedling device, and it helps target overall skin rejuvenation and anti-aging.
I love it. I love it. So tell me about what these controlled micro-injuries it is that the Skin Pen does. Tell us what that does for the skin.
So Skin Pen creates these controlled little micro-injuries into the skin, which is called collagen induction therapy. So it helps to work by creating controlled micro-injuries to stimulate our body's natural collagen. So that's going to help with fine lines, wrinkles, pore size, tone, texture, even neck wrinkles. It's FDA cleared for neck wrinkles.
Yeah, I've seen some great results with acne scars, too.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes a lot of treatments for acne scars, but man, it really does help.
Yeah.
Really
when you have a patient that's committed to coming in faithfully, can make a huge difference in their skin.
And I can actually speak to that because I suffered from cystic acne before and microneedling. After I, got over that, I had hyperpigmentation and acne scarring. So I did a few microneedling treatments and I can testify that it does
work. Well, your skin is flawless, so clearly it does work. So we've talked about a couple of things. What other conditions do you guys like to treat with microneedling?
I actually love to treat melasma. Mm-hmm. Patients come in, especially during the summertime, you don't want to do a chemical peel.
Right.
You don't want to do lasers on melasma. I know some are cleared for melasma, but it's just a little tricky with the heat. So my go-to is usually a great skincare regimen, getting them on some brightening creams and starting them with Skin Pen treatments to kind of help break up that pigmentation before like fall and peels and doing all those other things.
Yeah, and it really does work. And it helps with those brighteners. It helps those brighteners to even work better.
Yes.
To make those little injuries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love that as well. What about body areas?
So I actually, a lot of my cystic acne was cystic bacne.
Ah.
And I played sports growing up and I was really active and I just couldn't get over my bacne. So I am no stranger to dermatology offices. I was in and out of them. And after I got to a good routine and started seeing results, then I started having those acne scars that were really deep divots and deep pigmentation. And it didn't make me feel confident. I was really self-conscious about my back.
Yeah.
And just even in the summer, I was always covered up because I was so conscientious of what my back looked like.
Yeah.
And really, last year I got married and I had an open back and I was like, I need to get on my microneedling game because that's what helped me in the past. So I did a few sessions. I did a series of three and then I did one more right before my wedding and it completely, my confidence came back.
That's
for sure.
So good.
Love that.
It's so crazy. I mean, people think, well, you're so vain if you do some of these procedures. It's not about vanity. It's about giving you your best,
I agree.
Make sure you have your most confident self that you're putting out there. So that's a huge testimony. That's very cool. I think a lot of people can really relate to that.
I hope so.
So who would you say is the perfect Skin Pen patient?
Someone that comes in, I mean, I love if someone starts young, obviously. Mm-hmm, yeah. It's just so much, it's easier, their skin heals quicker. But someone that comes in that has some acne scarring, or they talk about, you know, little crepey lines under the eyes, I feel like that's just a really great area to treat too, because a lot of treatments, you can't go that close to the eye. Mm-hmm. And with SkinPen, you can. Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic for that area. You can pull up that under eye, you know, brow and go right under that brow bone also. So anybody that's just really looking for anti-aging, they want to rejuvenate their skin. They kind of want that glow. And the great thing about it is you don't, the downtime's minimal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the next day you can put makeup on.
Yeah.
And people, you know, that's the question we get a lot is, well, what's my downtime going to be like?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just great for maintenance.
It is.
For those people that are on a great skincare mm-hmm. regimen, but they really just want to do that something just to give it a little boost every now and then. Mm-hmm. I try to do one at least once a quarter.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I just feel like you're at least giving your skin just a little boost.
Yeah. And you get the question a lot, well, how many should I do? Mm-hmm. And I typically am like 3 to 4 is fantastic. The most, you know, I did ask this question. The most that you want to do is about 9 treatments in a year. Anything above 9, you're not going to really get much more out of.
Okay.
But
that's good to know.
I did test. Mm-hmm. I did one once a month for a year at one point, and I felt like it changed my skin.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's my favorite.
Pores.
Well, you are both of you. I'm looking at you going, wow, they're so pretty.
Oh,
I'm so glad.
Oh my gosh,
I'm so glad they work for Premier. Makes me so happy.
Thanks
okay,
for Premier.
So talk to us about prepping for a SkinPen. Like, what do you do in preparation, like the days before or the weeks before?
So, you know, everybody's a little bit different. Typically, if someone comes in for a consultation, I will tell them like, hey, let's start on something to kind of help brighten your skin, prep your skin prior to the treatment.
Yeah.
There are, you know, products that we all love mm-hmm. and we're kind of like, those are our go-tos. Mm-hmm. So prepping the skin prior and having a great barrier, your skin's mm-hmm. healthy, you're going to have a better outcome with right. your treatment. So prepping the skin prior for, I mean, I would say at least a couple of weeks coming in for the appointment. We do topically numb for mm-hmm. about 30 to 40 minutes is usually what I do with patients. And then the treatment time's quick. It's like 20 minutes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Besides just the actual microneedling, I know there's a little more involved than that in a lot of cases. So tell me what some things you add on.
So if they're not already on an anti-aging, either overnight cream, something to stimulate that cellular turnover, I definitely recommend either doing a retinol, tretinoin, even a HydraQ sometimes to mm-hmm. boost that cellular turnover if they're not already getting it. Before their microneedling treatment, though, I have them stop 72 hours prior just in case, okay. Depending on if they have sensitive skin or not. And then a week after, some people like to do it right after with their overnight creams, but I say a week just to, if they have sensitivity issues, play it on the safe side, but also get that cellular turnover going.
Okay, perfect. So after the treatment, like we said, you'll probably put on a really nice serum right mm-hmm. afterward. Whatever they're trying to address is kind of what you're going to probably apply right after. And then, like you said, it's very minimal downtime. Mm-hmm.
I get a little crazy sometimes with those patients that have like they're heavy into anti-aging. Yeah. I'm like, girl, listen, if you want to get a little wild, let's put some retinol on for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I do with my skin. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, we just always want the best outcome.
Yeah.
So. I agree.
Yeah. Well, I love it that you know who those patients are.
Right.
That are really, really fired up to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And some people are really timid and they want to just ease into it. So that's the beauty of this procedure too, mm-hmm. because you can really tailor it very customized mm-hmm. to
Absolutely.
Each patient and what they're trying to get.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the importance of people. You talked a little bit about this in preparation, but after your series of skin pens or between your skin pens, how important is that homework?
Oh my gosh. Well, a treatment isn't going to work if you're not doing anything at home.
Right.
You know, they go hand in hand. So if you don't have a good at-home regimen and you're just coming in and you expect the best results when you're not maintaining your skin at home, you're not going to gain anything from it. So I definitely know that they both go hand in hand. You have to do your strict regimen at home and then come in for your treatments to see the best results.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty much true of anything we offer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But especially with these devices that are not super high downtime, not really doing dramatic resurfacing and mm-hmm. things like that, if you really expect to see the long-term benefits and continued improvement over time,
yes.
if you're just coming in and doing a treatment and then doing nothing at home, mm-hmm. you're not going to see nearly
You're wasting
the
your money.
You're wasting
yeah,
your
honestly.
Money.
You really
and
kind
your time.
Of are.
Really I think, kind of are. So I have a small analogy that I try to tell my patients. It's almost as if you hire someone once a month to deep clean your house, and then you in turn maintaining it yourself, you're going to get the best results out of your house. We can get into those deep crevices that you can't really get to, and then you can maintain it yourself. So I definitely think that, you know, both of those go hand in hand, whether it be, you know, treatment in the office and then you maintaining it with your products at home.
Right. And like you said, if you're doing that maintenance at home, you're going to see that your house stays cleaner longer.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a little less disgusting mm-hmm. if you pick up every day a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, you know, doing something on the regular every single day, sunscreen, absolutely, mm-hmm. retinols, antioxidants, those mm-hmm. kinds of things are a must at home.
Yes.
And these ladies are pros at helping you figure out what that product lineup looks like.
They love that.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun.
They're product junkies.
We
I
are.
Love
oh
it.
My it's, gosh, I've tried
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
I have to.
I mean, I crave, like, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get home and wash yeah. my face and
yes.
put my skincare on. I'm like, yes, it's the best.
I know.
Well, it does.
Is
it just
so
makes
much
you
fun.
Feel so good.
Yeah,
and when
great.
You wake up in the morning and your skin looks glowy and refreshed, you're like, okay. This is working.
Yes.
I mean, when your skin looks good, I feel like your whole day goes well.
Oh, absolutely.
If my skin looks like just not good, I'm like, okay.
I'm having
Can we
a bad
restart?
Day.
I'm
I need to go
not
back home.
Be in a great mood
I need
yeah.
to go back home and
yeah.
start over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, just go ahead and put the numbing on. Let's do the skin
Yeah,
pen.
Let's do this thing.
Let's just do the skin pen.
Every time I have Brittany under the light, that's exactly what I tell myself. I'm like, I have to do more. Gosh, I need to get on her routine.
Oh, gosh.
Your skin is just so good.
So tell us about the light.
The red light
yeah.
therapy. So we have the Saluma and the Ellipsa, and both are to stimulate your own collagen. They're both anti-aging. They also kill bacteria. So that's a big part.
Great.
I feel like, yeah.
So that would be like great for people with acne, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post-procedure, you know, with a needling, you do have some inflammation. Mm-hmm. So putting them under that red light really kind of helps to help that inflammation post-treatment.
Absolutely.
Very
Absolutely.
Cool. Yeah, very cool. So I just love it. We're all addicted to microneedling. Skin Pen is our favorite for sure. we have a lot of more powerful devices, mm-hmm. you know, for people that maybe need a little bit more tightening.
Yes.
You can add radio frequency energy with either our Silpherm mm-hmm. or our Morpheus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love the Morpheus for the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the Silpherm for the face and neck.
I love the Silpherm for the face.
So those are just kind of microneedling on steroids is what I
right.
call them. Yeah. And those are provided at Premier, both locations as well.
Yeah.
So guys, just thank you so much for
thank
all you did
you.
For
thank
Premier.
You so
and
much.
Thanks for what you do for our patients every day.
Well, thank
oh,
you so
it.
Much for having us
yeah,
here,
thank
too.
Thank you so much for having
well,
us.
Well, we
so
love
fun.
You. And mm-hmm. listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And please come to the Fayetteville location and meet Brittany and Brisa and let them get your regimen started and get your skin pens rolling.